Music is great, isn't it? I mean, I like the way it kind of floats along. A theme's introduced, and then variations are interjected, and it goes along, and then at a certain point, it ends. Now, the end, I think we can agree, the end is not the goal of the music. The end is when it's over. It's not the goal. And any more than getting a green card or a union card or becoming a partner at one's law firm or having both your children get into Ivy League colleges, these are not the goals of life. Milestones are achieved just as pianissimos bring things down and crescendos boom away. But the variations in music are not the goal of the music. And that's the thing. Music has no goal. It's one of life's simple and pure adornments. But it's more than adornment only. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who we are told could turn water into wine, a miracle. Turning water into wine, it has always seemed to me, is what musicians do every time they play, transmuting human emotions into melody, harmony, rhythm, and resonance. How amazing is that? How miraculous? How truly holy. For William Ellery Channing and the Transcendentalist Unitarians of the 1820s, 30s, and 40s, Jesus was born and is reborn today every time we have a pure, unselfish thought or impulse, anytime we unselfconsciously make a joyful noise unto the Lord, do something original, reach out in empathy, or take a chance at love. That's the virgin birth, each time, in the heart. Life, like music, has no goal. Reaching the finale is not what music is about, and neither is life only about that which happens at the last. Life, as much as anything, is learning to appreciate the composition unfolding all along the way. When I arrived, 17 months ago, I introduced a section into the weekly order of service here at East Shore, the musical meditation, to help members once a week, at the very least, take a moment to consciously remember their whole selves just by listening. There's no need to rush the meditation to the end. If you couldn't do that anyway, if you tried, how could you? You just have to wait for it to come along and listen to the music too as it floats along. Goals and ambitions are good attributes in their time and place. I mean, getting ready for Christmas involves planning and making a goal to be ready by this day and so on. And the Holy Family, they had to hurry their butts down to Bethlehem. And they did, but when they got there, and this is the heart of the whole celebration, when they got there, it was about rejoicing. It was about celebrating their safety and the beauty of their family together. Trying not to rush things, letting them unfold in their time. This is like beautiful music. It's like life, and we celebrate that this season. Let us do it every season. And now more music.